Praise the Lord, everyone. Well, it's wonderful to see all of you here this afternoon. It wouldn't surprise me if we had a few more people come to the door even yet. Today, we're here to celebrate the 40th anniversary of this church. This church has been here a long time and was actually founded in my parents' home back in 1974. So it was right around this time of the year when that happened. And we're excited about that. The Lord has truly blessed this ministry and has been with this ministry for many years, and we're very thankful for that. What we're going to do today, we're going to worship and praise the Lord for a while. Before we get started, though, I'd like to open with a prayer. Father in heaven, we thank Thee for this opportunity to come before Thee. We thank Thee for this opportunity to worship Thee. We thank Thee for this opportunity to praise Thy name. We thank Thee for Thy many blessings over the last 40 years. We look forward to great things to come. We ask, O God, that Thou hast anointed this service, that Thou hast blessed this service, that Thy Holy Ghost would be upon each and every one of us. We pray that in Jesus' name, through the power of Thy saving blood. Amen. Before we get started singing songs and worshiping the Lord and singing praises to Him, I thought I'd read a few psalms because they seem fitting and appropriate. I'd like to start with Psalm 148, which tells us, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise ye Him, all His angels. Praise ye Him, all His hosts. Praise ye Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all ye stars of night." And what we're seeing in this chapter, in this psalm, is everything in the creation is being exhorted to praise the Lord. It's kind of amazing when you think about it. In verse 3 it tells, "Praise ye Him, sun and moon." And yet, a lot of people get that backwards, and instead of worshiping God, they worship the sun and the moon. Verse 4, "Praise Him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded, and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind fulfilling His word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalteth the horn of His people, the praise of all His saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto Him. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in Him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their King." And of course, we know that our King is the Lord Jesus Christ. "Let them praise His name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto Him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in His people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishment upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all His saints. Praise ye the Lord." Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise Him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to praise the Lord. We're going to worship the Lord. Of course, we know that To praise means to highly extol, and to worship, which is even more important, means to give your heart. So we're going to sing some songs and just worship God for a while. Praise the Lord. If you can find your chorus book, why don't we go to number 11? Let's just praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hearts toward heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hearts toward heaven. Praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands toward heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands toward heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hearts toward heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hearts toward heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands toward heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands toward heaven and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Why don't we sing number 13? It's on that same page. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the Lord. Lord. I don't think I ever actually sang the verses to that one before, but I like it. We'll have to do that again sometime. Praise the Lord. Why don't we sing number 9? The Spirit of the Lord shall come. It shall flow like a river. It shall fall like the rain. It shall flow from the mountains, through the valleys, o'er the plains. For the knowledge of the Lord shall fill all the earth, and the Spirit of the Lord shall come. Flow, river, flow. Flow, river, flow. Flow from the mountains to the valleys far below. For the knowledge of the Lord shall fill all the earth, and the Spirit of the Lord shall come. It shall flow like a river. It shall fall like the rain. It shall to number 15 in the chorus book, The Windows of Heaven. The windows of heaven are open. The Savior is calling tonight. There is joy, joy, joy in my heart, since Jesus made everything right. I gave him my old tattered garment. He gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting on manna from heaven, and that's why I'm happy tonight. The windows of heaven are open. The Savior is calling tonight. There is joy, joy, joy in my heart, since Jesus made everything right. I gave him my old tattered garment. He gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting on manna from heaven, and that's why I'm happy tonight. The windows of heaven are open. The Savior is calling tonight. There is joy,
ways Jesus made everything right. I gave him my old tattered garment. He gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting on manna from heaven, and that's why I'm happy tonight. Praise the Lord.
Why don't we go to number 34 in the chorus book, How Great Is Our God? How great is our God? How great is His name? He's the greatest one, forever the same. He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea, and He said, I'll go with you, just put your trust in me. How great is our God, how great is His name, He's the greatest one, forever the same. He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea, and He said, I'll go with you, put your trust in me. How great is our God, how great is His name, He's the greatest one, forever the same. He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea, and He said, I'll go with you, put your trust in me. None other like our God. Praise the Lord. Why don't we sing number 40, Great is the Lord. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion, on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion, on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion, on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. Praise the Lord. well, why don't we look across the page at number 47 and sing, Lord, make me what I ought to be.
Lord, make me what I ought to be. Help me to be more like Thee. Make me come up higher till Thy face I see. Make me what I ought to be.
Sing number 64, Bless the Lord.
Thank you.
we go to number 76 and sing Reach Out and Touch the Lord. Number 76 in the chorus book.
Reach out and touch the Lord as He passes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your need to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He passes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as He passes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your need to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He passes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as He passes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your need to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He passes by. Hallelujah.
I just thought I'd mention, if anybody has any requests, I think we have pads of papers on the benches, and if you want, you can write down songs you'd like to sing, and if I happen to know that song, I don't know all of them, but if I know it, we'll sing it. I just thought I'd throw that option out there. I'd also like to announce that we have some new music CDs. This one is called My Jesus, I Love Thee, and this is piano instrumentals played by my mom, or Shirley, to the rest of you. We spent a lot of time on this. We started a project on August 12th, and we finished it up yesterday, so it took a while, but we have these, and we have some available downstairs, so if you'd like to take one of those, feel free to do so. We also have this CD available. And this is a compilation of Pastor Meyer singing various choruses. If you'd like to get a copy of that, those are also available downstairs. Praise the Lord. So we're excited to have those new options available. And I know a lot of people are already very excited about Mom's piano CD. I think we're going to have to make some more. But that's all right. It's a good problem to have. I know I mentioned it on Facebook last night, and people were very excited about it. So praise the Lord. And I think what we'll do now, if you can find your Melodies of Praise hymnal, we'll sing some songs out of there for a while. Praise the Lord. And to start with, I'd like to go to number 3, I Love to Tell the Story.
Of unseen things above, of Jesus and His glory, of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story because I know 'tis true. It's sad. Tell the story, 'twill be my theme in glory. to tell the old story of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story, more wonderful it seems than all the golden fancies of all our golden dreams. I love to tell the story, it did so much for me, and that is just the reason I tell it now to thee. I love to tell the story, will be my theme in glory, to tell the old story of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story, 'tis pleasant to repeat what seems each time I tell it more wonderfully sweet. I love to tell the story, for some have never heard the message of salvation from God's own holy word. I love to tell the story, will be my theme in glory, to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story for those who know it best, see hungering and thirsting to hear it like the rest. And when in scenes of glory I sing the new song, 'twill be the old story that I have loved so long. I love to tell the story, will be my theme in glory, to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story, 'twill be my theme in glory, to tell the old story of Jesus and his love.
Wonderful story. I never get sick of hearing it. Praise God. Why don't we go to number 18, the solid rock?
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. Every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds with
Christ is the rock upon which we build our lives. He is our firm foundation. Praise the Lord. Why don't we go to number 198, Jesus Saves. Wonderful news for all of us. Jesus saves. I am so thankful for his salvation. Praise the Lord. Why don't we go to number 195, We Shall See the King. There's a blessed time that's coming soon. It may be evening, morning, or noon. The wedding of the bride united with the groom. We shall see the King when he comes. We shall see the King. We shall see the King. We shall see the King when he comes. He's coming in power. We'll hail the blessed hour. We shall see the King when he comes. Are you ready should the Savior call today? Would Jesus say, well done, or go away? My home is for the pure, the vile can never stay. We shall see the King when he comes. We shall see the King. We shall see the King. We shall see the King when he comes. He's coming in power. We'll hail the blessed hour. We shall see the King when he comes. Oh, my brother, are you ready for the call to crown your Savior, King and Lord of all? His kingdoms of the world shall soon before him fall. We shall see the King when he comes. We shall see the King. We shall see the King. We shall see the King when he comes. He's coming in power. We'll hail the blessed hour. We shall see the King when he comes. We shall see the King. We shall see the King. We shall see the King when he comes. He's coming in power. We'll hail the blessed hour. We shall see the King when he comes. Praise the Lord. Shall see our King. It could be a lot sooner than we're expecting. Praise the Lord. Why don't we sing number 178, Where He Leads, I'll Follow. Sweet are the promises, kind is the word, dearer far than any message man ever heard. Pure was the mind of Christ, sinless I see, he the great example is and pattern for me. Where he leads I'll follow, follow. Follow Jesus every day. Sweet is the tender love Jesus has shown, sweeter far than any love that mortals have known. Kind to the erring one, faithful is he. He the great example is and pattern for me. Where he leads I'll follow, follow all the way. Oh, where he leads I'll follow, follow Jesus every day. List to his loving words, come unto me,
weary, heavy laden, there is sweet rest for thee. Trust in his promises, faithful and sure. Lean upon the Savior, and thy soul is secure. Where you lead, the follow Jesus every day.
Where is the Lord? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And it's a wonderful thing to learn to follow the prompting of the Spirit of God and to follow Him. Well, I suppose some of our voices might be getting a little tired, so what I'd like to do, I think, for a little while is just read a little bit of scripture to you. And it's applicable for what we're doing here today because we've gathered to praise and worship the Lord. And worshiping the Lord is so important. I'd like to go to John chapter 4, and we're going to read a little bit about worship. And in John chapter 4, we know that this is the story where Jesus came across the Samaritan woman at the well. And what a wonderful story it is. I'm going to start with verse 1 in chapter 4. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. And it's interesting here, it says he must needs go through Samaria. There was a reason he went through Samaria. This was all planned out by God. And it tells us in verse 5, then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. So his disciples had gone off to purchase food, and Jesus was there alone, and here comes the Samaritan woman. And he asked her to give him a drink, which stunned her. She was surprised to see this, because at this time in history, the Jewish people did not have any dealings with the Samaritans. They had a little prejudice there. And it tells us in verse 9, then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. We all need that living water, that Spirit of God, that Holy Ghost. We draw that water from the wells of Jesus. Verse 11, the woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? You know, Jesus didn't bring anything to draw water with that day, because he wasn't talking about the kind of water you find in a well here on earth. He was talking about the Spirit of God that flows from the Lord Jesus Christ. Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. You know, there are so many people in this world who have a void in their lives, and they try to fill it with various types of spirituality, and they come up with all sorts of crazy beliefs and doctrines and so forth, and all kinds of new religions, because they're trying to fill that void. But that void, that thirst, can only be fulfilled by the Lord Jesus Christ. We need that water springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. She didn't quite understand yet what he was talking about. He wasn't talking about earthly water. Jesus saith unto her, Go, call thy husband, and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that saidest thou truly. It's amazing how the Lord Jesus just knows all, and that too stunned this woman, so much so that she determined right there after he had spoken those words that he was a prophet. Verse 19 tells us, The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. So the Samaritans, they had their special place to worship, and the Jews had their special place to worship in Jerusalem. But Jesus is telling her here that it isn't so much the location of where you worship, but it's how you worship. Verse 21, Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. And that truly has come to pass. That's a prophecy fulfilled right there. Ye worship ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. And that's the verse I wanted to focus in on here today, the need to worship God. And we can't just worship him any way we want. It must be in spirit and in truth. You know, there are a lot of people who try to worship God in their own way, do it however they like, but if you don't worship him in spirit and in truth, he's not going to accept that worship. And it's very important that we obey what Jesus is telling us here, because it tells us the Father seeketh such to worship him. He seeks people to worship him. He's seeking that today. That's why we've gathered here today, to worship him. And of course, to worship doesn't just mean to sing songs, but it means to give him our hearts. And that's what we need to do. We need to make sure we give our hearts to the Lord Jesus. Verse 24, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So praise the Lord. We need to worship our God in spirit and in truth. And that's what Jesus was telling that woman there that day. Well, why don't we sing a few more songs? I just need to find them real quickly, and then we can go ahead and sing. Why don't we sing number 67 in the hymnal, Love Lifted Me. The master of Flipping over to number 67, I passed by number 64, and even though I haven't sung that song in quite some time, I think we should try it. I see a crimson stream. Praise the Lord.
Our paths were laid.
Try something. I don't know how this is going to go, because actually I don't think I've ever sung this song before, but I know when I was recording Mom on the piano for that CD, she played this song and it was stuck in my head for days, the tune of it anyway. I don't know if I can sing it or not, but we'll try it. It's number 22, Just a Closer Walk with Thee. Good one. We'll have to do that one again sometime. Praise God. Well, here's another one we haven't sang for quite some time. Number 288, The Old Account Settled. When in the book of heaven an old account was standing for sins yet unforgiven, my name was at the top and many things below. I went unto the keeper and settled long ago, long ago, long ago. Yes, the old account was settled long ago, and the records clear today, for he washed my sins away when the old account was settled long ago. The old account was large and growing every day, for I was always sinning and never tried to pay. But when I looked ahead and saw such pain and woe, I said that I would settle and settle long ago, long ago, long ago. Yes, the old account was settled long ago, and the record's clear today, for he washed my sins away when the old account was settled long ago. Judgment bar, I stand before my King, and he the book will open, he cannot find a thing. Then will my heart be glad, while tears of joy will flow, because I had it settled, and settled long ago, long ago, long ago. Yes, the old account was settled long ago, clear today, for he washed my sins away when the old account was settled long ago. But in that happy home, my Savior's home above, I'll sing redemption's story and praise him for his love. I'll not forget that book with pages white as snow, because I came and settled long ago, long ago, long ago. Yes, the old account was settled long ago, and the record's clear today, for he washed my sins away when the old account was settled long ago. Oh, sinners, seek the Lord, repent of all your sin, for thus he hath commanded, if you would enter in. And then if you should live 100 years below, up there you'll not regret it, you settled long ago, long ago, long ago. Yes, the old account was settled long ago, and the record's clear today, for he washed my sins away when the old account was settled long ago, long ago, long ago. Yes, the old account was settled long ago, and the record's clear today, for he washed my sins away when the old account was settled long ago. That's another good one. I don't know why we don't sing that one more often. Maybe we will. Praise the Lord. Why don't we go to number 240, My Redeemer.
boundless love and mercy He ransomed freely gave. Sing, oh sing, the Lord Redeemer, with His blood He purchased me. On the cross He sealed my pardon, paid the debt, and made me free.
Why don't we sing number 237, I've Anchored in Jesus. Upon life's boundless ocean where mighty billows roll, I've fixed my hope in Jesus, blessed anchor of my soul. When trials fierce assail me and storms are gathering o'er, I rest upon His mercy and trust Him more. I'm anchored in Jesus, the storms of life are brave. I'm anchored in Jesus, I fear no wind or wave. I'm anchored in Jesus, for He hath power to save. I'm anchored to the rock of ages. His voice hath stilled the waters and bid their tumult cease. My pilot and deliverer, to Him I all confide. For always when I need Him, He's at my side. I'm anchored in Jesus, the storms of life I'll brave. I'm anchored in Jesus, I fear no wind or wave. I'm anchored in Jesus, for He hath power to save. I'm anchored to the rock of ages. He is my friend and Savior, in Him my anchor's cast. He drives away my sorrows and shields me from the blast. By faith I'm looking upward beyond life's troubled sea. There I behold a haven prepared for me. I'm anchored in Jesus, the storms of life I'll brave. I'm anchored in Jesus, I fear no wind or wave. I'm anchored in Jesus, for He hath power to save. I'm anchored to the rock of ages. I'm anchored in Jesus, the storms of life I'll brave. I'm anchored in Jesus, I fear no wind or wave. I'm anchored in Jesus, for He hath power to save. I'm anchored to the rock of ages. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Well, pardon me. If I get my voice back, we'll sing a couple more, and then after that, we're going to have a dinner downstairs, and after that, we're going to have a time of prayer. But maybe we'll sing a few more in the chorus book before we close out our singing service. There's one in particular I was thinking of. I just need to find the number real quick. Thankfully, we have a handy little index in the front to help with that. So, yes, number 85, Give Me Oil in My Lamp. That's the one I was looking for.
Give me oil in my lamp, keep burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp, keep burning. Keep me burning till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, Hosanna to the King. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Keep me burning till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Keep me burning till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King.
Praise the Lord. And of course we know that the word Hosanna means save now. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Well, I would now like to sing number 168. Hopefully that's in everyone's chorus book now. We sang this chorus on Wednesday night, and Jane had added it to my chorus book, but nobody else had it in theirs, and I didn't know that. So, but we made it through it all right. Hopefully it's all in there now. I Believe God, number 168.
I believe God, I believe God, that it will be just as He said. Trust and obey, believe Him and say, I believe God.
Maybe, adjust that a little bit, that was pretty high.
I believe that it will be just as He said. Trust and obey, believe Him and say, I believe God. If you need salvation now, well, the whole trust and obey, believe and say, I believe God, I believe God, just as He said, trust and obey.
Well, that's a good one, but we'll practice that one a little more and get it right, hopefully. Praise God. Well, I think maybe we'll sing just one or two more, and then we'll adjourn for our lunch. Praise the Lord. Oh, you have a request?
91, please. And I don't know it that well. Can I remember your dad? 91.
All right. All right, 91, without him. Okay, I can sing that. More requests, I guess we'll go ahead and end this part of this portion of our service. And I guess I'll, you have a request?
1, 2, 6.
1, 2, 6.
What was that? 126? All right. Okay, well, we'll give it a shot. 126, this is the day. praise the Lord. Well, any more requests before we close?
171.
Okay. I'm satisfied with Jesus. I'm satisfied with Jesus. I'm satisfied with Jesus in my soul. Yes, I'm satisfied with Jesus. I'm satisfied with Jesus. I'm satisfied with Jesus in my soul. No, you can't make me doubt it. Well, now you can't make me doubt it in my soul. Now you can't make me doubt it. No, you can't make me doubt it. Well, you can't make me doubt it in my soul. I'm satisfied with Jesus. I'm satisfied with Jesus. I'm satisfied with Jesus in my soul. Yes, I'm satisfied with Jesus. I'm satisfied with Jesus. I'm satisfied with Jesus in my soul. And you can't make me doubt it. No, you can't. Well, you can't make me doubt it in my soul. Now you can't make me doubt it. No, you can't make me doubt it. Well, you can't make me doubt it in my soul. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, any more? Or I think my voice is just about done, actually. But all right. Well, if there aren't any others, all right. Well, I guess what I'll do then is go ahead and close with a prayer. Father in heaven, we thank Thee for this time of worship. We thank Thee for this opportunity to sing Thy praises. We thank Thee, O God, for all the wonderful things Thou hast done. We ask, O God, for Thy blessings upon the rest of the day. And we ask for Thy blessings tomorrow as well, as we continue day two of this celebration of all the wondrous things You have done for us over the last 40 years. We ask that Thy Spirit would be upon each and every one of us. We pray it in the name of the Lord Jesus, through the power of Thy saving blood. Amen. All right. I don't know about all of you, but I'm kind of thirsty. Praise the Lord.